For many years, Curtis King was the manager of the St. Lucie County International Airport. He was also a pilot, and he's always had a voice that no one forgets.
Well, when I first went to work at the airport, well, I operated the Unicom station. That was before the tower was built.
What was that, the Unicom?
Well, it was an airport advisory service, like where aircraft could call in and ask which runway was in use, what the wind was, and all that. There was some magazine writer that came in there one day later on. He wrote a story about that molasses-voiced Unicom operator. There's been some funny things happen, like the lady called me one time because there was a mosquito control airplane doing some mosquito dusting over there near the river. And I think she was about four seats in the wind when she called me. And she was complaining about him, you know, and every time I tried to tell her what it was, she'd say, "Don't you Southern draw me, baby."
But it really isn't a Southern draw, right?
I wouldn't know how to describe it. A lot of people accuse me of being from Georgia and some from Tennessee and some from Texas. But I'm a full Florida boy. There's been a lot of humorous things, at least I took them that way. And one was about the lady that called and asked me some questions about the airport. And later on I saw her or met her at some kind of social function. So she reminded me of our phone conversation and said, "You know what I thought when I heard your voice? I wondered how a hick like that could possibly know anything about running an airport."
People always knew who was calling.
Yeah. If I call somebody, I don't have to tell them who I am. Well, I called the county finance department. The girl had answered the phone. "Well, hey, Curtis, how you doing?"
This was recently.
Yesterday. And we had a commissioner, Jim Minix. So I'd call him about something, and I'd start to say it was, "You don't have to tell me who this is."
Did you ever talk fast when you're in a hurry?
Well, I think sometimes if I'm excited or something, I might speed up a little bit, but not a whole lot. I was making a speech one time, and after I finished, the guy come up and he said, "You know, when you started speaking, I kept waiting to find out what the joke was going to be." He said, "You kept on talking and talking, and finally I decided, well, there's not any joke. The guy really talks like that."
Curtis King was active in the State Association of Airport Managers and in 1989 was elected its president. At a statewide conference, the Orlando airport director introduced various people in the room.
Finally, he turned around and saw me sitting over and he said, "And also we got that old slow-talking feller from Fort Pierce."
Curtis King is a native of Vero Beach. He was an all-round athlete in high school, and he played football for the University of Florida Gators. He was on the team that won the Gator Bowl game in 1953. That was the Gators' first bowl appearance. They beat Tulsa. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.